Heading, The Evangelist and His Team. Subheading, Evangelism and Evangelists. When I think of the cities in which so little work has been done, in which there are so many thousands to be warned of the soon coming of the Savior, I feel an intensity of desire to see men and women going forth to the work in the power of the Spirit, filled with Christ's love for perishing souls. My mind is deeply stirred. In every city there is work to be done. Laborers are to go into our large cities and hold camp meetings. In these meetings, the very best talent is to be employed, that the truth may be proclaimed with power. Men of varied gifts are to be brought in. New methods must be introduced. God's people must awake to the necessities of the time in which they are living. God is men whom he will call into a service, men who will not carry forward the work in the lifeless way in which it has been carried forward in the past. In our large cities, the message is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. God will raise up laborers for this work, and his angels will go before them. Let no one hinder these men of God's appointment. Forbid them not. God has given them their work. Let the message be given with so much power that the hearers shall be convinced. Review and Herald, September 30, 1902. Subheading, Strong Men Needed. I call upon our ministering brethren to consider this matter. Let strong men be appointed to work in the great centers. Manuscript 25, 1908. Subheading, A Variety of Talent. In our tent meetings, we must have speakers who can make a good impression on the people. The ability of one man, however intelligent this man may be, is insufficient to meet the need. A variety of talents should be brought into these meetings. Manuscript 104, 1902. Subheading, Second Man, A Good Investment. The Lord designs that his work shall be carried solidly. To enter a new field involves large expense. But the extra expense of a second man to help Brother Blank will be an investment that will bring returns. I feel to urge this matter because so much is at stake. I pray the Lord to impress your minds to carry out his will. Letter 261, 1905. Subheading, Holding Large Audiences. The Lord has given to some ministers the ability to gather and to hold large congregations. As they labor in the fear of God, their efforts will be attended by the deep movings of the Holy Spirit upon human hearts. I am charged to wake up the watchmen. The end of all things is at hand. Now is the accepted time. Let our ministers and presidents of conferences exercise their tact and skill in presenting the truth before large numbers of people in our cities. As you labor in simplicity, hearts will be melted. Bear in mind that as you deliver the testing message for this time, your own heart will be softened and quickened by the subduing influence of the Holy Spirit, and you will have souls for your hire. As you stand before multitudes in the cities, remember that God is your helper, and that by his blessing, you may bear a message of a character to reach the hearts of the hearers. Manuscript 53, 1910. Subheading, Men and Women to Teach Truth. Wise teachers, men and women who are apt in teaching the truths of the word, are needed in our cities. Let these present the truth in all its sacred dignity and with sanctified simplicity. Review and Herald, January 25, 1912. Subheading, Paul, a Traveling Evangelist. Paul's was a life of intense and varied activities. From city to city, from country to country, he journeyed, telling the story of the cross, winning converts to the gospel, and establishing churches. Gospel Workers, pages 58, 59, 1915. Subheading, Strong, Courageous Workers. Feeble or aged men and women should not be sent to labor in unhealthful, crowded cities. Let them labor where their lives will not be needlessly sacrificed. Our brethren who bring the truth to the cities must not be obliged to imperil their health in the noise and bustle and confusion if retired places can be secured. Those who are engaged in the difficult and trying work in the cities should receive every encouragement possible. Let them not be subjected to unkind criticism from their brethren. We must have a care for the Lord's workers who are opening the light of truth to those who are in the darkness of error. Letter 168, 1909.